from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A rare day off for the Gardos, but yesterday they finished off the 2-game sweep of the Tigers. They finished off the trade deadline with another acquisition, and we got plenty to talk about with the Guardians here as we get you ready for that 4-game set here in Cleveland against one of the other best teams in the AL, the Baltimore Orioles. So we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome on 2-time World Series champion, Cy Young winner, MLB Network analyst, Jake Peeve is going to join us here, and you saw him yesterday on MLB Network's trade deadline coverage, and he'll be on the Emmy Award-winning MLB Tonight again today. Plus, MLB Network is now available direct to consumer. Go to MLBNetwork.com to sign up and start streaming. Jake, welcome to the show, bud.
Oh, absolutely. I'm happy to be here. Exciting times in Cleveland. Fun to get to talk about it.
Well, it's very exciting, and I it's so great that we have you on a day after the trade deadline, because you yourself were a trade deadline target multiple times, including years you won the World Series. Can you just walk us through what it's like to find out you're traded on deadline, and then the next start you make for a new team, and then before you know it, you're in the playoffs with that new team?
Yeah, you know, it's exciting, crazy times. There's some sadness to it because you've got to leave a bunch. No matter how your team's faring, you've got friendships and people all within the organization you've been with every day taking care of you and your family that you have to say goodbye to. But for the most part, you're being thrust. If you're talking about major league players coming to your situation, certainly Lane Thomas going from a chance to just go home at the end of the year to win the World Series. And like you said, 2 of my 3 trades ended up with being with the eventual world champion, just getting to join great ball clubs and try to fit right in. I think what Cleveland did at the deadline, Lane Thomas, I love. I think he is absolutely underrated for the type gamer. He fits your identity and going to make your ball club a bit better.
Jake, obviously, you know, you mentioned being a 2-time World Series winner there. And we've been a bridesmaid, never the bride here for 77 years in Cleveland. There was 95, 97, 2007. It's a 4-3 series loss to the Sox in the ALCS. That team's the team that beat, I don't want to say a pushover Rockies team, but a pushover Rockies team. Then 2016, obviously. So I'm just curious, like, what was the difference between the 2 World Series winning teams you were on and the teams that didn't win it all on any given year, but were still pretty damn good?
Yeah, it's really tough to say. I'll tell you this, because it's really hard to put it in any kind of analytical or understandable sense, because you just bind together as a team. And the teams that once I won it in 2013 with the Red Sox, I remember looking back and trying to reflect on what and how it happened. And I remember having this overwhelming thought. It took more dig deep from everybody from the front office down than I even thought it was going to take to get it done. And gosh, how misunderstood or misinformed I was when I was young with the Padres and us teams trying to figure out how to beat a way more experienced Cardinal team that we never could and kept getting bounced by once in 06 where they were the eventual champion. So I think the dig deep that it takes, the togetherness that it takes, it takes guys playing unselfish baseball, pulling for each other in a way, 1 through now 28 or so guys, coaching staff being on the same language as the front office and being able to communicate that to the players. All of that has to be seamless, and you've got to have a will down deep in your players, pitchers, that you're going to earn it. You're absolutely, the parity is too close, and all of the guys on the roster are going to have to contribute. Willie Mays said you play for the 25th man on the roster. The 25th man is going to win you and play a critical part in winning one of those 11-plus games that you got to win.
A longtime big leaguer now with MLB Network, Jake Peavy on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So I know you love the Lane Thomas move there. Obviously, they also acquired Alex Cobb last year, an all-star, but hasn't pitched this year, coming off hip surgery. What grade would you give the Guardians overall at the deadline?
Well, I think they did exactly what they've always and kind of done. Went out and smartly addressed and with the budget in mind. Look, the Alex Cobb move, I like. I love him. They were excited about getting him back in San Francisco. They were kind of in a weird spot where they kind of bought and sold and stood pat in San Francisco. Alex Cobb is driven. He's hungry and going to have to show his worth. So you're going to, if at all, you know, we certainly hip and shoulder surgery, there's concerns. But look, you're going to get a motivated guy who's going to be in a great situation. Matthew Boyd's a guy down there nobody's talking about, you know, on the bigger level. But when is his debut? He looks promising in the numbers he's putting up. You certainly have Allen and McKenzie down in AAA. But Bobby Williams and Lively. Williams looked great yesterday. Most consistent's been Lively, I would say. I think the starters are my biggest question for Cleveland is how Matthew Boyd debuts and can he solidify back in? Can Alex Cobb be, you know, one of the five guys that you count on? If you can count on those five, your bullpen's the best in the league. You know, Cade Smith, where'd you come from, buddy? Glad to see you. Tim Herring, Barlow's been a great addition with Gattis, and Class A's the best in the league. So you're pitching the starters I wonder about. The offense, I feel like, is just fine. Stephen Vogt, what a job.
Jake, I'm not going to surprise you here. You spent a long time in the big leagues. You guys hear the fans. Even though you say you don't, we know you hear the fans.
Of course.
There was a contingent of Guardians fans, including our night show host, not thrilled at all with what the Guardians did at the deadline. So to acquiesce them in this interview, if there was one more move the Guardians could have made after getting Lane Thomas and Alex Cobb, what is there a specific name or is there a specific type of move that you thought would have taken it one step further and maybe satiated the bloodlust of some of those fans?
No, I don't think so. I think when the guy wasn't out there, that Tarek Skubal wasn't available, Crochet wasn't available. There was not a difference maker in your biggest need, which was a starting pitcher. And so I think you smartly addressed that within the market. You look at what the Houston Astros gave up for Kikuchi. For a couple, you know, for how many, 10 starts? They gave up three big prospects, just a couple major league ready guys. You're not going to do that in Cleveland. You're going to smartly build for the future. What Chris Antonetti and front office do, I'm such believers in, and then down to look at the hire. Look at how right they got the hire. Stephen Vogt is on record talking about what Stephen Kwom is talking about in count leverage. And that's, they completely got the hire right from Terry Francona. That could have went one way or the other. Not only did Stephen Vogt seamlessly fill in the daddy shoes and the big brother shoes, he's brought a new offensive approach that has led to success without a whole lot of infusion to the offense. Same guys getting much better. Naylor's now protecting Ramirez. Kwom understands count leverage. That Stephen Stephen Vogt's new approach. And then he's listened to the Sandy Alomars and just kind of fell right in line. So I don't think Chris Antonetti and them guys, you know, get enough credit for what they've built in Cleveland with the resources they have.
Jake, when you look across the American League as the Guardians, you know, get into the postseason, hopefully, and you look across the league, what's a team that you want to avoid early in the playoffs?
Well,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A team that's coming in hot. We all seen you just got to get in the playoffs, and you got to be playing the best ball. And then with that team approach and stuff, that gets down to the nitty-gritty and getting it done. But, you know, any team that gets in the playoffs can certainly win. The teams I won with in 13 and 14, certainly not the favorites. 14, we were the underdogs in every series we matched up against odds-wise. So you just got to get in and have the right men in the room. So any team is dangerous. Certainly a team like Cleveland is dangerous because you guys are baseball-y. I'm hoping the game. You guys are as analytically driven as most all clubs, but you also appreciate baseball. And you've got baseball people in charge making some decisions and getting these guys aware of the situation they're in and the score of the game and what kind of a bat do we need. Do we need to try for power here? Do we need to be on base with a walk in contact? So your team is dangerous. You've just always lacked a little bit of thump to kind of change the game with one swing when you needed it. Now your guys are understanding when to take those chances. And look, Lane Thomas, you know, perfect fit. He can do it with the bat. He can do it with his legs. He's a gamer. You've got a lot of those up and down your lineup now.
Jake, I had a Giants fan furious about the Flaherty trade in my mentions on social media, and this Giants fan suggested that the Dodgers get players for money. And so there was a suggestion there that there might be under-the-table payments, a little payola situation in the parlance of radio. Can you comment on this theory? Are the Dodgers, is there an undercurrent of dark money and dark web kind of activity going on here that is fueling the Dodgers' success?
No, not that I know of. I cannot speak to that. But what I know of it is it's not true. I won a championship there. I am a San Francisco Giants. I want to hate the Dodgers. You know, I don't hate anything in life. Hate's a strong word, but I grew up in San Diego, Dodgers number one rival. San Francisco LA rivalry is Boston, New York of the West Coast. It's good as it gets. But also Dave Roberts, former teammate, longtime friend, Mark Pryor, so many more are in that Dodger uniform. What it comes down to is Andrew Friedman's just a really good working his way towards a Hall of Fame type career general manager. Look what he ends up doing, and they stockpile. Now, the Ohtani deal, that, you know, in taking advantage of the situation and back paying there to go get Yamamoto, you know, just gives us reason to want to upset him. And the late, great Peter Seidler, you know, he would always refer to him as slaying the dragon up north. You know, the Dodgers are the Yankees of the West Coast. Love them or hate them, they're really good organization top to bottom.
I'm also available for a Shohei Ohtani type deal. I've told everybody that. Nobody's taken the bait yet.
You and me both, pal. I'm working on one on my end.
So one more here, and this is more of a philosophical question. Baseball 2 years ago changed the game with the pitch clock, with some of the defensive rules. And as a baseball fan, I think it's helped the game immensely. But one kind of contemporary criticism now is that the game is still tilted too much in favor of the pitchers because of how damn successful and how dominating these guys are. Do you agree with that sentiment that the league is tilted too much in favor of pitchers right now?
No, I don't at all. It's actually, we've done nothing since I was in the game we've tried to get more offense. That's been the current thing. The problem is, The league's hitting .240 because of how they're getting paid, and the analytics of the situation say you care about exit velocity. And a guy like Jose Iglesias, who's a career .280 hitter in the big leagues, that's a great major league player, certainly a great guy to round out your roster with, can't get a job. Tommy Pham wasn't wanted. Now he's wanted at the deadline. Why? Because he's a baseball player. He's not grading out on the analytics, the Joey Gallo's types. And that's not a knock against Joey. Joey's a great player. But analytically, in the way the front offices value the players, is not towards any average, not towards any game awareness. They want you to get your three best swings off. So we've taught these players to play in a way that rewards how they're getting paid and how the front office can plug them into an analytical system of exit velocity and all the metrics that's around it all. And what I'm just screaming for is there's a place for all the analytics, and they certainly can help, and especially over the journey of the season. Once you get in the postseason, you can throw that out the door with most of it. You pair some of the analytics with game feel, and you see Bruce Bochy and some of these elder-type managers can maneuver the situation in their favor with a little bit of feel and going against maybe what the analytics say. But it goes down to philosophy's got to change, and we've got to teach baseball players what I was taught growing up, and that's situational awareness. What's the score? What's the last at bat? Would this guy say we do in this situation? And certainly that's going to affect how we defend him and everything else. There used to be kind of a marriage of the two. There was always analytics before they were called analytics. We had every bit of info that you could have on the team that was available at that time. It's just kind of swung the pendulums hard the other way, and we've lost feel for the game.
Jake, I love the energy, man. Love what you're bringing to the table. Really appreciate your time, dude. You're a rock star. We appreciate you.
Nick, I appreciate you, buddy. Always a pleasure.
Jake Peavy, you saw him yesterday on MLB Network's trade deadline coverage. He'll be on the Emmy Award-winning MLB Tonight again today. Plus, MLB Network now available direct to consumer. Go to MLBNetwork.com to sign up and start streaming. Great stuff with Jake Peavy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.